中国人五分钟是这样的。
Psalm 98.
Okay, 我们翻到诗篇九十八篇。
I could have picked any of dozens of psalms for a starting point in this part of our thinking this afternoon.
有很多诗篇可以来选哈，如果要选诗篇的话，但这是一个。
But this one sets before us many of the the matters of urgency as we will think about applying this in the real life of the church.
但是我们如果要把在现在那个教会当中真正教会应该有的生活要来把它应用进来的话，这个诗篇里面所讲的是我们需要看的。
In the interest of time, I'm going to ask my colleague to read this.
OK， 那节省时间，我来读。第九十八篇，你们要向耶和华唱新歌，因为他行过奇妙的事，他的右手和圣臂施行救恩。耶和华发明了他的救恩，在列邦人眼前显出公义，纪念他向以色列家所发的慈爱，所凭的信实。地的四极都看见我们神的救恩，全地都要向耶和华欢乐，要发起大声欢呼歌颂。要用琴歌颂耶和华，用琴和诗歌的声音歌颂他，用号和脚声在大君王耶和华面前欢呼。愿海和其中所充满的澎湃，世界和住在其中的也要发声。愿大水拍手，愿诸山在耶和华面前一同欢呼，因为他要来审判遍地，他要按公义审判世界，按公正审判万民。
The goal of music in Christian worship is to exalt, glorify, and magnify the triune God.
在基督徒敬拜当中，音乐的功能是高举神的荣耀，跟让他的尊荣被发扬出来。
It's very singular, it's very narrow, it's very simple.
它是一个很简单这样子的一个讲法。
There is no confusion about this in the Bible.
在圣经里面没有任何暧昧不明的说法。
I've called on the psalmist to provide us good evidence.
我刚刚在这边读了诗篇，这是一个很好的证据。
Now, music in accomplishing such a noble purpose can assume a number of different roles in both public and some to a lesser extent in private or small group worship.
在音乐如果要达成刚刚所讲的这样一个很高贵很伟大的目的的话，我们可以把它分成几个比较清楚的角色，可能在我们的公众敬拜中，那一小部分可能会应用在我们的私人或小团体的敬拜当中。
I'm going to use public corporate worship as our frame of reference for this discussion today.
所以我在今天的这个分享当中呢，我要把重点放在公众敬拜。
The first role of music in worship is to inspire worship.
所以第一个角色是来启发敬拜。
Now, to be very accurate theologically, nothing but God Himself can inspire His worship.
我要比较在神学正确的神学上比较正确的说法，除了神跟神以外，没有任何的东西可以启发他自己的敬拜。
So I'm raising a question with my own language right at the beginning.
所以我在这边所写下来的这一点就自己打自己了。
If God is the one who alone inspires his own worship, then how can we say there is a musicThat can inspire true worship.
所以，如果神，而且只有单单唯有神可以启发我们对他的敬拜，那我们怎么能够说音乐可以启发敬拜呢？
I will answer my question this way.
所以，我要这样回答我自己的问题。
A music that truly reveals God is a music that has the potential in the hands of the Holy Spirit.To inspire the worship of God.
所以，如果我今天所使用的音乐，它是真真实实的去表现、陈述出来这位神，所以在圣灵的手当中，也许可以让这样子的音乐成为一个启发的来源。
a music that confronts us with the reality of God's presence in the hands of the Spirit has the power to inspire the worship of God.
在圣灵的手跟圣灵的能力之下，真实的把这个神、这个上帝给陈述描写出来的音乐，能够使我们对神的敬拜产生启发。
A music that extols and reveals the glories of God's person, His attributes, His qualities, has the capacity in the hands of the Holy Spirit to inspire the worship of God.
所以当我们在讲这个音乐，它是可以去陈述、去描述、去显出、显现出上帝的属性、上帝的特质，那必须要发生在圣灵的手、圣灵的帮助之下，才能够引发我们对神的真实敬拜。
The key theological concept in all of those statements is this: revelation.
在这个我刚刚所谈的这个概念，一个关键字就是启示。
When God reveals Himself, worship happens.
当神启示他自己的时候，敬拜就可以发生了。
It's like Matthew 28:17, the text I'm taking out of context now for the simplicity of its statement. When they saw him, they worshipped him.
在马太福音28:17，那我现在把前后的这些这个前后文我先拿掉，为了我要讲这一个话。他那边提到说，当他们见到他的时候，就拜他。好，见到耶稣的时候，就拜他。
Throughout the Scripture, when people see God, they fall on their faces before Him.
所以这个从这一个经文里面，当人见到神的时候，他们就把自己匍匐在地。
Without the revelation of God, there is no true worship in the Bible.
所以如果没有神他自己本身的启示的话，就没有真实的敬拜了。
Some people had physical phenomena that helped them to see God.
有些人他是在生理上有一些特殊的现象使他们见到神。
But Jesus said the greatest vision is the vision of the eyes of faith.
他说最大的信是不是从眼睛里面去看的。
Remember when he talked after the resurrection about those who hadn't seen him and yet believed?
记得他在复活之后对着一些人说，还没看见就信的人，他怎么说？
Spiritual sight.
他说，因为他能够，他们这些人为什么还没有看见就能够信？因为这是他们的灵性的眼睛所看到的。
These are the eyes of the heart.
这是我们心里的眼所看到的。
This is what the writer to the Hebrews was talking about when he said faith is the evidence of things not seen.
所以这就是希伯来书的作者所讲的，说信是未见事的实底。
There is no true worship apart from divine revelation.
如果没有从神自己来的神圣启示，就没有敬拜。
So, a music that reveals God, a music that God will choose to use by which to make Himself known, that is a music that will inspire true worship.
所以我有音乐，它启示了或者陈述了这位神。这个音乐是神自己去使用它，使得上帝的荣耀跟特性被显现出来。这样子的音乐才能够真正去启发这个敬拜。
Apart from divine revelation, the best that music can do is give you an aesthetic experience.
如果没有这样的启示，它音乐只能给你有一种类似类情境的这一种经验而已。
Are you hearing?
你听得到吗？
Yeah. I mean, this is basic theology in the whole of the Bible. When God is revealed, worship happens. When God is not seen, and God is not known, and God is not experienced, and God is not revealed, worship does not happen.
所以在敬拜的这个神学，有关于神启示的神学里面所讲的，就是神启示了才会有敬拜发生。如果没有神，没有在当中，我们所做的这一切就没有敬拜。
Now many churches will hold the services on Sunday whether God reveals Himself or not.
有些人喜欢就是这个不管神有没有来启，不管神有没有启示，反正我一定要在主日的早上来敬拜。
No one can manipulate divine revelation.
我们不能去manipulate。
Manipulate.
一下找不到那个字。
Force.
对，操控，对，谢谢。我们没有办法去操控神的启示。
Yeah, you know that, don't you?
Yeah, 你们知道没有人可以操控哈。
Yeah, yeah. We are totally dependent on the grace and mercy of God to make Himself known.
我们是在神的恩典之下，才能够看到上帝这样的启示。
So it behooves us all to become students of the Scripture and find out what leads God to reveal Himself.
所以我们应该好好的去了解，在圣经里面说的是如何神才会启示出来，被启示出来。
I'll give you a big clue.
我给你一个暗示。
It already is His disposition to do so for those who hunger and thirst after Him.
对那些饥渴要寻求他的人，这件事已经成就了。
But there are a lot of people today in the church not hungering and not thirsting and not pursuing.
但是在教会里面一堆人呢，完全不渴望这件事，所以这件事就不会发生。
You got that?
听得到吗？
Okay, but God is so wired up music that He made it possible that through music He could make Himself known.
但是上帝使用音乐，他可以借着音乐使他被展现出来，被启示出来。
It is another means of immediate revelation.
所以我们可以说，这个是一个有一种媒介这样的一种启示。
That is why the best musical texts, of course, are the texts from this book.
这也是为什么我们看到在这个书里面有看到有关于刚刚我们所读的有关于音乐这样子的一个描述。
Because this book already occupies the highest shelf on the Revelation bookcase.
好，对不起，我刚刚那边翻错了，就说为什么这本书所谈的是这本书成为一个最好的一个媒介，因为它所谈的已经是天上的这一切了。
And I think one of the really encouraging things that's happened in the church in the last 40 years is that we've returned to singing the scriptures once again.
在过去的40年以后，我们有一点那个恢复的状态，就是我们又开始重新回去唱这一些圣经的经句了。
Any truth that is rooted in the scriptures, of course, God deigns to bless, to be sure.
任何在这一本圣经里面这些经文所显出来的是我们必须要确定的，这就是神。
But we already know that this book is divine revelation.
我们已经知道圣经就是神圣对人的神圣的启发启示。
From cover to cover, this book reveals God more than it reveals anything else.
从第一页到最后一页，这本书显示出来的就是神，它不是显示其他所有别的东西。
So, how can we say music would inspire worship?
所以如果这样的话，我们怎么能够说音乐可以启发敬拜呢？
Well, we can say that when the music, and especially the words, it is principally the words, because God has locked Himself up.In particular to words.
我们还是可以这样说，如果这个音乐，尤其是它的歌词，跟这个神的话是合在一起的。这边我们看到这么多神的话。
When the music of worship reveals God to us, and the Holy Spirit comes upon it, then there is divine revelation, and then there is true worship.
所以当音乐，当神所使用的这些话在我们当中发生的时候，他陈述上帝的一切事情。然后圣灵的风吹向我们的时候，敬拜发生了。
Second role of music in worship is to facilitate worship.
第二个角色，音乐的第二个角色是促进敬拜。
In English, when we use this word facilitate, we're talking about something that is a means of expression or a means of communication.
当我们在使用这个 facilitating 这个字的时候，我们在讲的是说，它使它发生或使它往前有个它的意思是说使它能够往前走。
God is the one who created music and gave us music and gave us the capacity to make music with the original instrument and with other instruments.
神创造音乐给我们音乐，让我们能够使用它，我们自己也是音乐的一部分。
And He is the one who made it especially well suited for humans to communicate their worship to Him through that vehicle.
然后借着音乐这样的一个器具，使人可以向他来敬拜。
In fact, for 3,000 years among the people of God, music has been the primary means of the congregation's worship statements to God.
在三千多年这样子的一个时间里面，在公众敬拜的时候，使用音乐来对着神有一个交通，一直都是一个主要的一个工具，一个器皿。
Many of you are probably aware that the Mosaic tradition was not a musical tradition of worship.
我们需要知道，摩西他自己本身其实他们并没有一种音乐性质这样的一个传统。
We have a few songs in the Old Testament before David, but there is no music in the Mosaic sacrificial worship tradition.
我们有可能在诗篇里面有几篇是在摩西那个时候写的，可是，在大卫之前其实没有太多这种音乐的事情。
There are no musicians in that tradition.
在摩西的祭拜的这个状态有很少的不太多的音乐家。
Not any liturgical musicians.
没有太多这种敬拜时使用的这种音乐。
There weren't any certified authors and composers of religious song in that tradition.
在他的这个传统里面呢，我们并没有去发给这一些音乐的人证照，他们是专门在写敬拜音乐的。
All of that happens at the Tabernacle of David.
在这些事情有这种特别专门做音乐侍奉人是在大卫会幕的这种敬拜。
And while the Mosaic tradition of worship is going on at Gibeon in Jerusalem at the Tabernacle of David, a whole new tradition of worship begins.
所以从摩西的时代进到大卫的时代的时候，一个全新的敬拜的方法开始，一个时代开始了。
And this new tradition is filled with music.
这个新的敬拜的传统充满着音乐。
And three whole families of one large tribe, those are the families of Asaph, Heman, and Jeduthun of the tribe of Levi, 4,000 of them at the time of David were assigned to the music ministry.
然后在那个时候，一个小小的一个家族里面的三个族长，他们成为这些主要的音乐世家的传承者。
And these, among others, were the writers of the new songs.
然后这些人必须要写一些新的歌、新的诗篇。
And they invented instruments for the worship of God.
他们也为了敬拜神发明新的乐器。
And they sang together as great choral ensembles.
他们唱很大的很伟大的合唱曲。
And they led the congregation in their musical worship of God.
他们带领所有的会众一同来敬拜神。
None of this happened in the Mosaic tradition.
然后在摩西的这个传统里面，这些没有发生。
This is all new at the Tabernacle of David.
对，这个会幕的时代是一个新的。
1,000 years before Christ.
在基督之前几一千一两千年。
And so this tradition of music in the church is a 3,000-year-old tradition.
所以我们唱在敬拜的时候使用音乐是大概三千年这样的一个历史。
And if you've read the book of Revelation, you know it's not ever going away.
然后你如果有读启示录的话，你知道这样的一个传统会继续下去。
We will continue as the people of God to sing our worship of God all through eternity.
我们会继续维持这样一个身份，就是在敬拜神的时候，对着神唱出我们的敬拜跟赞美，直到永远。
So, God knew what He was doing when He made music especially well suited to convey worship.
所以神知道他在做什么，当他开始要发明这音乐的时候，让我们可以借着音乐去崇拜他。
It is one of the most effective means and most beautiful means.God has given us of worshiping Him.
这是最有意义而且是最美的上帝所给我们的一个礼物。
A third role of music in worship is to inform worship.
第三个部分是可以去告知这个敬拜。
When we talk about informing worship, we're talking about the process of bringing content and the data of the faith into the arena or the contextof worship itself.
好，当我们这样子讲的时候 ，informing， 我们在讲的事情是说，把敬拜里面的各样要素里面要做的，还有它里面的内容带进来，让大家知道。
I've often asked my students to think about their Sunday morning worship experience without music.
我们来想看看礼拜天的聚会里面没有音乐会发生什么事。
Then I ask them how much praise would be left in the service.
我们来想看看有多少的祷告可以进行。
And many of them go like this.
三分钟 ，three minutes, maybe.
Zero.
Zero, 哈、huh? ，他不是讲三，他是说没有。
Because for 3,000 years, 99.9% of the praise to God has been sung.
他说赞美哈，他说如果我们都不用音乐的话，你还会有在敬拜中有赞美吗？然后学生答案是没有了，因为三千年来我们用音乐在赞美，99%都是用音乐赞美的。
The Bible is not actually familiar with the concept of spoken praise.
在圣经里面我们所看到就用讲的用话语讲出来的赞美并不多。
The praise in the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament was sung.
在新约旧约里面你看到的赞美大部分都是用唱的。
As was all poetry in the biblical period.
你看到你可以看得出他们都是诗歌体。
In the biblical time,The arts were in a slightly different condition than they are today. They hadn't separated, and all poetry was actually sung when it was performed.
那跟今日的世界不太一样，在那个时代，只要是这种诗歌体的，一定是用唱的。
So not only are the songs and the canticles and the psalms of the Bible, musical forms, but for example, just look at the poetry in the Bible. I'm in Isaiah right now as I'm just leafing through.And also in Jeremiah. Page after page, it's in poetry. Guess how it was performed, how it was communicated, how it was preached? It was sung.
所以我们把这个诗歌的就是 诗篇的部分把它放除了诗篇还有一些颂歌在圣经里面找到颂歌以外我们去看看诗歌或者诗歌文学的 那些章节包括以赛亚书包括耶利米记你可以看到充满着这种用唱的诗歌题材。
You've heard of the schools of prophets who prophesied with harps and lyres?
你有听过那个先知的学校，他们是用竖琴来讲道吗？
Did you think they were preaching with a musical background?
你觉得他们这些人在讲道的时候必须要有音乐的背景吗？
Wrong.
不对。
They were singing.
他们只是用唱的。
That was the way poetry was performed in the ancient world.
这个就是在古代的世界里面，他们来表现出这些诗歌的方法，用唱的。
And of course, David, in a sense, launches the whole period of the prophets, though he isn't officially one of the prophets.
那我们知道，那个大卫在这个所有的这个先知的这个时代里面，大卫其实也是先知之一了。
I guess it depends on who you read.
看你。
But we know David is one of the patriarchs.
我们知道，我看你要读的是哪一本书啦，好，但是我们知道大卫在这当中他是一个爱国者 ，patriarch， 是一个族长。
But were it not for David, we would not have had the schools of prophets who prophesied with harps and lyres.
那如果不是大卫的缘故的话，我们要来把这一些先知讲道做出来，我们不会是用竖琴，不会是用这种诗歌的方式来表现。
So we are talking about the content of this conversation with God that we call worship.Coming into the dialogue by means of the singing voice rather than the speaking voice.
所以我们在这边所看到的，就是在敬拜当中，我们跟上帝产生的这种对话，与其是用讲的，其实它是用唱的，一种唱的声音出现的。
How much would the congregation say to God on a Sunday morning if they could not sing it to Him?
我们来想看看，在礼拜天早上聚会的时候，如果会众不能唱。他们能够跟上帝讲多少话呢
？You see, our very ways of worship when we worship musically were established 3,000 years ago, and they've proven to be very good traditions.
我们三千年前所建立出来的这一个传统，用唱的方式来敬拜的传统，它成为一个很好的传统。
But we don't do it because it's a good tradition. We do it because God has put in our souls a song.
我们唱不是因为它是一个好的传统，我们唱是因为上帝在我们的灵当中建立了一个这样的需求，我们要唱。
And every song cries out to be sung.
每一个诗篇，我们把它大声的唱出来。
And so there's good reason why the rest of the world has looked at the Christian church and called them the singing people.
这就为什么这个整个世界的人啊，看着教会的人说，哦，他们是一群唱歌的人。
And it is our songs that carry much of the verbal content of our conversation with God into the service of worship.
因为我们的歌充满着我们对上帝要讲的话，是用我们的语言的方式去表达出来，充满这些话，然后进到我们的敬拜聚会中。
The fourth role of music in worship is to guide worship.
第四个角色是引导敬拜。
I can probably explain this best by giving an illustration.
我可以给大家一个例子。
Many years ago, I was at one of the big conference centers on the East Coast of the United States.
几年前，我在美国东岸有个很大的特会。
During this week, there were 2,500 church musicians gathered together.
2,500名的这种教会的音乐家在那边聚集。
On one of the mornings when we went to worship together as a group, something very special happened.
有一天早上我们要聚会的时候，一件很特别的事发生了。
Many of us, just upon entering the room where we were going to worship the Lord, felt something different in the air, if you know what I mean.
我们等在外面，然后开始要进入那个会堂，要预备要敬拜的时候，我们就有些东西怪怪的，在空气中弥漫着一个奇怪的事情。
There was just a sense in many of us that God was especially near that morning.
我们进入的时候，我们觉得上帝跟我们特别的接近。
And we began that service with a great hymn of praise.
所以我们以一个很好的一个诗歌，一个赞美的诗歌开始那一天早上的崇拜。
My memory is that it was all hail the power of Jesus' name.
那首歌是欢呼主耶稣的名。Okay.
And after we had sung that hymn where we felt like we were on the mountaintop, we all sat down.
当我们唱完那首歌的时候，我们觉得我们是在山顶的顶端，然后我们坐下来。
And when the sound of 2,500 people sitting simultaneously was over, we became aware of a solo flute wafting its beautiful melody through that large room.
然后当我们在2,500个人都一起坐下去的时候，我们听到一个长笛的声音从后面这样传出来，布满了整个会堂。
One moment we had been on a mountaintop of high praise, and the next moment we were in a valley of quiet meditation and prayer.
所以在前一刻当中，我们在这个山上大声喊叫这样的敬拜当中，下一个片刻，我们突然觉得是在一个牧场草原的感觉了。
And how did that happen?
然后怎么会这样子发生呢?
A little flute took the hands of 2,500 people and walked us down the side of that mountain into that quiet valley of reflection without a word being said.
怎么可以这样子做呢?一个小小的长笛手,一个长笛的声音把2,500人从那个敬拜的山顶上面带到一个好好的单独安静跟神相处的所在，怎么做到的呢？
You see, the music guided our worship.
你看，音乐是可以引导我们要如何去敬拜的。
God knew what he was doing when he created music.
神知道他在做什么，当他创造音乐的时候。
In his hands, music can do so many wonderful things in worship.
在上帝的手中，音乐可以在敬拜里做成许许多多的事。
Not only does it point us to God and make Him known, not only does it express the praise of our hearts, not only does it inform our conversation with God, but it guides us through the conversation of worship from one place to another.
不止它可以在圣灵的手中启发敬拜，不止他可以带领我们，让我们在这个当中跟神有对话，他也可以带我们从敬拜的整个过程当中，从一个地方进入到另外一个地方。
I don't know if you've been in a church like this, or if your church itself is like this, but there are churches in which music takes the hand of the congregation at the very beginning.And walks them through most of the service until the act of preaching.
我不晓得你有没有这样的经验，或者有去过这样的教会，在那个教会当中的敬拜聚会，从头到尾有音乐带着他们一环一环的程序，从头带到尾。
And nobody has to explain anything. Nobody has to announce anything. Nobody has to engage in chitter chatter with the congregation. But music, just unobtrusively.Carries the congregation along as it guides worship.
在那个当中聚会的时候，不需要有人告诉会众现在要做什么，现在要干什么，也不需要有人跟这个会众讲话，好像要问安这一类的事情，就是只有单单以音乐每一个程序一个一个的带下去。
The fifth role of music in worship is to enrich worship.
第五个角色是丰富敬拜。
Now, if any one of these roles is more aesthetic than any other, it would be this one.
如果有什么比让我们更那个进入就是这个丰富敬拜。
Here we're thinking of music and what it does as an art operating in the context of worship.
我们要提到是这个是有关于美感的。如果我们要讲在音乐的美感跟美有关系的，就是这个，它是我们的敬拜有这种艺术的存在。
Music, as you know, is not a tool; it's an art.
我们知道音乐不是单单是一个工具，它是一个艺术。
And arts are preoccupied with beauty.
艺术，我们在讲艺术，我们在讲美。
And in the church, nothing so beautiful as music is really worthy of declaring and expressing and conveying the beauty of the Lord.
音乐如果做得好的话，它其实是把上帝的美给宣告，给表现出来。
God designed it to work that way.
神所设计的就是要我们这样做。
And so here we're talking about the way in which music makes lovely and beautiful the conversation we have with God that we call worship.
所以我们这边所谈到的说，如果我们在当中使用音乐跟上帝有个对话，怎么音乐会帮助让这样的对话变得很比较美，比较好。
So.I have to move on.
我必须往下讲。
I want to say some more things, but
我很想多讲一点。
Number six.
第四项。
The sixth role of music in worship is the most important one.
最重要的一点就第六项。
And that is the role in which music actually becomes worship.
就是这音乐实际上成为敬拜。
I don't suppose that most music ever gets close to this stage.
我不觉得大音乐能够达到这个境界。
But this is the stage that God greatly desires His music to reach.
但是我相信这是神他设计的音乐，他创造音乐要这个音乐成为的一个计划。
This is the stage at which music becomes.A sacrificial offering.
在这种状态下，音乐成为一个献上的祭。
This is where we place our music on the altar of God with love.
在这种阶段里面，我们把音乐呈上，这是我们对神的爱，把它献给神。
Maybe in another life, I can come back and give my lecture of how music becomes worship.
也许下在后面我的时候的日子，我可以再回来讲这一个部分。
It's not all that mysterious, but we don't talk about these things very much.
他说下一次我要讲，因为我们这个没有那么的神秘，但是我们又讲不出来，又不讲这一块。
Let me give you an illustration again.
好，我给你一个例子好了。
Our choir in California, where I served for so many years in what would have been called a mega church in this day, was preparing a very difficult anthem for a Sunday morning.
我在加州服事的时候，我们那个教会现在称为 mega church， 就是那个超大型的教会。那我们在念一首很难很难的歌。
I suppose we worked on it 3 or 4 months.
我想我们念那首歌念了三四个月。
And finally, it was ready.
终于它已经好了，可以献诗了。
All the musical challenges had been conquered.
所有在当中的很难的部分，我们都已经念过去了。
And we had lived with it so long that we understood the text like we could say it ourselves or in our sleep.
我们已经念那么久了，所以里面所讲的每个歌词，我们大概睡梦中都可以讲得出来。
We knew what it was we were going to offer God that Sunday morning.
我们知道在那个主日早上，我们要把这样的诗歌献上，我们知道它是什么。
And finally, that Sunday morning came, and the choir sang this very challenging anthem on the theme of the conversion of Saul, who became Paul.
在礼拜天早上，我们就来唱这首歌。这首歌在讲的是这个扫罗他被神那个光照到成为保罗这样的一个转变。
After the service, I was in one of the halls of the church, and I saw a man coming down the hall, making what we call a beeline for me, and I knew I was in trouble.
所以那一天聚会完以后呢，我看到有一个人站在那个通道的那一头，然后这样盯着我，知道我大概麻烦了，我有麻烦了。
And he came up to me, and he didn't greet me, he didn't say hello or good morning or anything. He said, "Hey, Leaf Lad."
他看着他，然后没有请安，没有讲早安。他说，嘿，叶荣恩。
You know that thing the choir sang this morning?
你知道今天早上那个诗班唱那首歌吗？
Well, I didn't like it.
我不喜欢他。
And I looked at him and I said, well, I'm very sorry that you didn't like it.
他说我很抱歉，你不喜欢他，我很遗憾你不喜欢他。
But you see, it wasn't for you.
但是他不是为你唱的。
Do you get it?
大家明白吗？
It wasn't for you.
这不是为你唱的啊。
Our music will never become worship
until 我们的音乐没办法成为敬拜。
It'll never become worship until it isn't for us and it isn't for them and it's totally for Him.
除非你能够知道这个音乐不是为了你自己，不是为了其他人，而是为了神。
All right, we must move on.
我们必须往下一个部分来看。
Music in Christian nurture.
音乐在于基督徒养育的功能。
Our text for this part of the afternoon is Ephesians 4.
我们要看的是以弗所书四章十一到十六节。
This is a wonderful text in the New Testament, and I wish we had time to do it justice.
一段经节，我希望我们有时间好好读它。
Again, in the interest of time, I'm going to let my colleague in crime here
对我来读
read it in Chinese, beginning at verse 11 and reading through verse 16 of Ephesians 4.
好，我们从以弗所书第四章十一节开始到十六节。他所赐的有使徒，对，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，并一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建造自己。
Okay, now in our first text and our first priority of ministry consideration, it would be obvious to all of us that we have a frame of reference for this experientially on Sunday mornings or whenever it is you hold worship.
我们比刚刚的那一堂跟我们刚刚所读的那个经节，你已经有一些概念，我们在礼拜天早上的敬拜应该是怎么样的一个架构了。
It may not be as obvious to you what portions of your church life actually express priority to.
但是他可能没有办法让你很明白你的教会他应该如何去表达出这样的这些优先。
So we're not talking about the worship service anymore. We've moved on.
所以我们现在不再去谈的是有关于敬拜的聚会了。我们往前再看下一个阶段。
But it's very important for your understanding to identify where in your church we are acting out priority to.
但是这是很重要的，让你能够明白教会需要把我们的一些优先的这个优先的重要的事情给行动出来。
Some churches I know, they do this on Sunday morning.And they do this on Sunday night.
有些教会呢，他可能在早上的时候做敬拜这边的这个事情，然后到礼拜天晚上，他们是把他的重点放在第二项的关系。
Other churches I know do this 1 hour on Sunday morning, and they do this another hour on Sunday morning.
有些教会他在礼拜天早上用一个钟头的时间来做第一项的这个优先，然后另外一个钟头来做第二项的优先。
I know some other churches that do this on Sunday.And they do this on Wednesday night.
有些教会在礼拜天做这一项，在礼拜三晚上做另外那一项。
You need to think about your church and where those meetings are, where the primary focus of the meeting is not ministering to God, but ministering to one another in the body of Christ.
所以我们要弄清楚你自己的教会在哪一些聚会里面，它主要的优先的这个做法，的行动不是往着神的关系，而是往着另外一个信徒，我们信徒之间的关系。
So I repeat, for the sake of your understanding and really appropriating what we're going to study now, you need to identify where in your church life these events may be, and there should be a number of them.
所以我说这是很重要的事情，我们在座的每一位你要去思考，去认得出来你在教会里面的各项的这些聚会，这些聚会当中到底是这些优先里面的哪一项。
Some churches do this on Sunday morning and this on Sunday night, and then in small groups on Monday and Tuesday and Thursday and Friday, they do this also in a more intimate context.
有些教会他在礼拜天早上是在做那个敬拜的优先，然后到礼拜天晚上他是做的是关系，这个信徒之间关系的优先，然后在礼拜一到礼拜五他可能有这种小组的聚会，所以他还是在这个第二个关系，可是做的比较更紧密一点。
So just as you saw on the first page, our opening study of Acts 2, we saw under priority 2, there were many different expressions of priority 2 in the life of the New Testament church.
所以我们刚刚在看那个第二个关系里面，在新约初代教会里面，他们有很多很多的事情在做，在那里面当中进行着。
So you identify those for yourself.
所以你要自己去弄清楚这个部分。
Okay.And what should happen in these across the board in terms of the whole of this picture of ministry in the life of your church? What should the goals be?
所以我这边所谈的这个目的就是基督徒养育的目的应该是怎么样呢？
We're interested this afternoon in identifying what the goals of music should be in circle number two.
我们在第二部分就是要来弄清楚在基督徒养育的目的当中音乐扮演什么样的一个角色。
And I submit to you that the goals of music in circle number two are the same as the goals for circle number two as we find them here in Ephesians 4.
我告诉大家它的目的就是你刚刚所听到的以弗所书四章所讲的这一些。
A general statement, the goal of music in Christian nurture is to enhance Christian nurture, promote Christian discipleshipand facilitate Christian fellowship.
我做一个总结，就是要借着发扬以下的这一些，好，这是一个作用，来强化基督徒的养育，推展基督徒门徒训练，以及促进基督徒团契。
Specific role number one is equipping God's people for ministry.
为侍奉来装备上帝的子民，这是第一个目标，目的。
You notice in the text that it isn't the clergy who are supposed to do the work of the ministry. Their responsibility is to equip God's people for the work of the ministry.
我们看到在这在圣经里面他讲的不是说让这些神职人员去做神的这些工作，他们最主要的是来装备上帝的子民，这一些一般这些信徒。
In the New Testament church, the ministry belongs to the people of God.
在初代的教会我们所看到新约的记载，侍奉是属于上帝的子民去做的。
And the vocational ministers are equippers, all of them.
然后那一些神职人员做的事情是去装备，去训练这一些信徒出来做。
That's one side of the picture.
这是我们所看到的一方面的角
色。There are also lay people who are given the ministry of equipping, and they too are involved in the process of equipping one another for works of ministry and service.
那除了神职人员去装备这一些平信徒以外，我们也看到平信徒彼此之间的装备，让这个事工可以进行。
Can you identify any hymn or contemporary worship song or chorus or religious song that helps facilitate this process?
你能不能给我一个例子哈？有一个歌或者诗歌或者现在的敬拜赞美的歌里面提到这件事情。
This is our task.
这是我们必须，这是我们的任务，我们去找出来。
For those of you who are church musicians, or those of you who are responsible for selecting the music of the church, the music the people will sing,These are the questions you have to ask.
如果我们在座有一些是教会的音乐同工，这是你的责任，你必须要找出这样的音乐来。
Will this song help equip my congregation for their works of ministry?
有没有一首歌可以帮助我们的会众，他们会愿意能够装备他们来成为上帝的事工的这个做工的人。
And how will it do that?
那这样的一首歌还有这些人要怎么做这些事呢？
It may take you a while to think of some actual specimens of music in this category.
可能你要想一阵子才能够想出这样的曲子。
But it probably exposes some gaps in our hymnody and our contemporary songs.
这也是代表着可能我们的这个诗歌本里面有一个很大的缺口。
the span of subjects in hymnody is far greater than the span of subjects in contemporary song. You probably have noticed that.
但是另外一方面，你可能已经发现一件事，就是在那个诗歌本里面，如果有什么东西是漏掉的，都比不上像那个现在的现代敬拜赞美诗歌漏掉的那么多。
And most contemporary song is oriented towards circle number one, and very little of it is oriented towards circle number two. You probably have noticed that too.
你这个可能也注意到，大部分现代的诗歌，它把重点放在第一个关系里面，很少放到第二个关系。
And the reason is that the people writing these songs do not have a very pastoral orientation.
这个原因是因为写这些新式诗歌的人，他们并没有牧者的背景。
These are what we call bandwagon people. Worship is popular, so they write for worship.
这些我们说他们就是跟着这个什么受欢迎，他们就跟着。倾向那一边去哦，所以崇拜的歌很受欢迎，他们就往那边去跑了。
If God has given you the gift of poetry and the gift of music, there is a great need for songs that fill out the spiritual actions of priority number two in the church today.
所以，如果上帝给了你诗写诗跟写歌这样的一个恩赐的话，那你要知道第二项的关系的歌是很缺乏的。
Second role in Christian nurture is building up the body of Christ.
第二个部分，这个功能是建立基督的身体。
This is bodybuilding music.
这个是健身的音乐。
Okay, the goal is a stronger body of Christ.
目标是让我们成为在基督里比较强壮的身体。
Will this strengthen the body of Christ?
会在基督里有一个强化的身体。
Some of it is done in very direct language. Some of it is done in resultant language, language of indirection.
有些歌的啊，它可能很直接，有些可能只是一种暗示的作用。
But we need music in this area, and we have music in this area. Some people know it, some people don't.
我们的确是其实是有这样子的诗歌，但是我们当中可能有些人知道，有些人不知道。
But this is another whole category of music in the internal life of the church.
但是这些诗歌应该是在教会内在生活里面的这样的一个范围，这样的一个种类当中。
Goal number three, advancing unity in the faith among the faith community.
在信徒社群当中来使信心增进并且合一。
God is the author of unity and not division.
上帝是合一的主，他不是使我们分裂的主。
The music that brings people together. Now, I know many of you are going to think right away that by itself, music is one thing that brings people together, and that is absolutely true. But we're talking about a music that brings people together on another level, on a level where the Spirit works, a spiritual level that actually makes a difference in people's lives.
我知道我们在座有些人会马上联想到说，哦，对啊，音乐是把我们很容易把人给带在一起，但是我这边所要谈的是比这个还更深一层的，是在信心里面，在属灵的层面上，神让我们在这样的诗歌里面合一的。
A true unity in the faith and in the things of the faith is a worthy goal and is one of the goals of all ministry in circle number two.
我们在讲是一种真实的合一，这是神他在第二项的关系里面对我们设立的一个目标。
And we have some wonderful hymns and.And contemporary songs from recent years that advance just such kinds of goals in the church.
然后在我们最近的一些新的诗歌里面，这几年写出来的，把这样子合一的信息写得很好。
You notice there were two unity goals.
我们一共有两种合一的目标。
Number four is about increasing unity in the knowledge of Christ.
第四个目标是在基督的知识里面的合一。
It is God's will that all believers know Christ in an equally deep way.
这是上帝给我们的一个，是他的心愿，所有的这些信徒在对于基督或对神的认识当中一种更近深的了解。
It really is not God's will that some people are spiritual giants and others are spiritual pygmies.
上帝他不是要有人是成为那个属灵的巨人，然后有些好像是侏儒这样子。
So two unity goals and music.Is a wonderful agent of getting to people's hearts in communicating things that bind people together.
所以我们在这边看到两种不同的合一。那音乐是一个很好的可以很好的作用在这样子的目标之上，把我们紧紧的连接住。
Number five, contributing to the spiritual maturity of the believers.
第五项，促进信徒的属灵成熟。
You notice there were a number of expressions in the text.That relate to growing up in Christ.
刚刚我们所读的经文里面讲到很多成长或长成。
I think one of the great tragedies of much misguided evangelism is that we make babies who we never mature in Christ, and they stay babies all their lives.
在我们的事工当中最大的悲剧可能就是我们制造了一堆婴儿，但是他们都不长大。
Nothing worse than a board of deacons or a board of elders who are still all in spiritual diapers.
最惨的是这个执事同工会或者长老的这个同工会里面呢，这一群人在属灵的状况上都还包着尿布。
You can laugh.
你可以笑。
It happens.
但是这是实际存在的。
And that isn't a laughing matter.
但是这如果实际的状况一点都不好笑。
When we have immature people trying to lead a congregation.
我们有这些很不成熟的人在带领着会众，这一点都不好。
And much of what we learn about the faith, we learn through the things we sing together.
我们如何去学习到我们的信心如何去增长呢？我们一起彼此来唱。
Very important part of the maturing process for all of us.
这是一个对我们所有人来说都是很重要的，一起去成长成熟的一个过程。
If you've grown up in the church, you know this.
如果你是在教会里面长大的，你知道这个过程。
How since your childhood you have been taught the things of the faith and brought on to maturity through the music of the church since you were a little kid.
当你是一个小小孩的时候，你借着唱歌，借着这些音乐，你慢慢的被养育长大，慢慢的越来越成熟。
Number six，
第六项
，strengthening the doctrinal stability of the saints。
强化圣徒教义的这种稳定性。
Doctrinal stability， Paul doesn't like doctrinal instability。
保罗不喜欢这种在教育上的这种不确定性。
He characterizes these people as blowing in the wind with every wind of doctrine, every latest teaching to come along the pike.
他觉得这些对于教育不确定的人，那个风吹来吹去，他们就随着飘来飘去了。
This is James talked about the same kind of person.
雅各书也谈到这样的事情。
A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, right?
这些人他们有两个对两边都想逃，他们就什么事情都搞不清楚。
Well, doctrinal stability or doctrinal instability is not good for the church.
对一个教会来说，对这种教育的不确定性是很糟糕的事情。
And how many people in our churches actually know what the great doctrines of the Christian faith are?
我们要想一想，我们的教会里面多少的信徒真的明白我们的教义是什么
？If you took a survey, an exit poll on Sunday morning as people were leaving church, and asked what are the five most important doctrines in the Christian church, what do you suppose you'd get as an answer？
如果我们今天在那个教会散会的时候，我们跑在门口，然后开始问他们，你们每个人写下来，我们基督教的教义里面最重要的五项是什么？请他们填下来，你猜你会得到什么答案？
I don't think I want to know what the answer would be.
我想我根本不想知道他们会怎么回答。
For a number of decades, it hasn't been very popular to teach Christian doctrine. That is to teach what we really believe.
在过去的数十年间，在教会里面教导教育变得非常的一种新的一种很受欢迎。我们必须去教导我们相信什么。
Do you have kindergarten here?
Yeah.
Anything like that?
Yes.
We take them to spiritual doctrinal kindergarten and then leave them there.
我们在教会里把这些人带到属灵的幼稚园，然后就把他们丢在那里面了。
And they don't become stable in the very core tenets of the Christian faith.
然后他们这些，因为这些人被丢在这种教育性的这种幼稚园里面，所以呢，再来他们听到任何东西，他们就开始变得很不稳定，他们不知道自己相信的是什么。
The largest Protestant denomination in America has more defections into Mormonism every year than all the other denominations put together. That's scary.
哥顿教的这些教会里面，每年被摩门教影响而转成去信摩门教的比率，比其他的宗派教派都还多。这个令人非常的恐惧。
They don't know what they believe.
他们不再知道自己信的是什么了。
Doctrinally, they're not stable at all.
在教义上，他们一点都不确定。
Well, the music of the church is a great teacher of Christian doctrine if we choose our music well.
如果我们好好选择我们所唱的音乐，这些音乐、这些歌词所显示出来的教育是一个最好的教育，教义是一个最好的教育的工具。
We simply have got to quit choosing music simply because we like it.Or it sounds nice, or it makes me feel good, and start picking music that helps grow Christians up.
我们必须 谢绝，开始停止选择音乐，因为我喜欢它，或者我们感觉它很好，或者这个音乐很好听。我们要好好的去选择一些音乐，它能够帮助我们的会友或我们的信徒在交易上能够成熟，能够稳定，能够稳定下来。
All right, we'll just grocery list the last points.
所以我们把后面的念过去。
Number seven.
第七项。
Facilitating communication of the truth in love within the body.
我们要促进基督的身体里面，在基督身量里面讲爱中说诚实话。
I have to say something about this.
我还是要讲一下。
Christians say better things to one another when they sing than at any other time they speak to each other.
基督徒对着彼此所讲的话。用唱的会比较好，他讲的话是比较好的，比他们用就说用唱的是比用讲的好很多的。
We need to see that they say the right things.
所以我们必须选这个曲子，我们要确认他们讲的是对的话。
Paul talked about speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.
保罗讲到说，我们彼此对说，用诗篇、颂词、灵歌彼此对说。
Number eight.
第八项
，stimulating Christ-like character in all believers，
激发所有信徒能够具有基督样式的特质。
I grew up on hymns like "I want to be like Jesus."
我长大的时候，我唱一首歌叫《我想要像基督》，像耶稣。
Those hymns were so important in my life of sanctification.
在我成圣的这样的过程的一生当中，这些歌好重要。
Encouraging the total functioning of all members of the body.
第九项，鼓励基督身体所有的成员能够以全体的方式来作用。
I was right at the end of our text.
这个是在我们刚所读的经文的最后面。
When does the body of Christ really work?
当基督的身体可以作用的时候。
When every member is doing his or her part.
什么时候它可以作用呢？当每一个人都能够做自己该做的事情的时候。
Until we get there.The body is dysfunctional.
所以如果不是每一个环节的这些身体的每一个环节可以做事，这一个身体是没有作用的。
And number 10,
第十项
glorifying God in the process.
在过程中荣耀上帝。
It all goes to His glory.
最后就是为了他的荣耀。
Everything in all three circles is to the glory of God.
不管是哪一个部分，在你看到这三个圈圈，最后都是为了神的荣耀。
Well.In that other life I talked to you about, we'll talk about music in Christian outreach. You have the outline and you have the text. Do some reflecting yourself.
好，在第三项的部分已经有把那个经文给大家了，你也有我们的这个讲义的这个大纲，请你自己写下自己的应用。
Thank you for going to school with me this afternoon.
谢谢大家今天来这边上课。
May God bless you all in your ministries.
愿神在你的侍奉当中祝福你。
Amen.
Amen.